if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn about 3 mindsets that will change your life completely if you develop them. Enjoy.
The first mindset is to ask ridiculous questions. Now, Charisma on Command actually started with me asking myself a completely absurd question, which was, what would I do if I woke up tomorrow morning with $100 million in my bank account? Now, obviously, this wasn't going to happen, but it completely shifted how I approached my life. You see, at that time, I was working as a consultant. I wasn't completely in love with it, and I was looking for other avenues. And at this time, I was just thinking, well, what jobs can I get? What sort of diagonal move can I make to maybe make a bit more money and do something different? But when I asked myself, what would I do if I had $100 million, if money was no object, that changed everything. All of a sudden, I didn't want to get a job. I wanted to go to Brazil, and I wanted to live on the beach. I wanted to spend time with my friends. I wanted to learn something new every day, and I wanted to find a way to try to teach other people. And it was about a year from first asking that question to when I was on an airplane on the way to Brazil with 6 of my closest friends to run Charisma on Command. So these questions are powerful, but you have to get crazy with them because that breaks you out of the old stuck ways of thinking. So for business, that one is great. Your career, what would I do if I had $100 million? It's not about jumping right into that thing. It's about orienting your actions around your dream. For relationships, you could ask yourself, what kind of person would I want to be with if I knew that I could attract anyone? I see oftentimes that both men and women will just kind of take the first boyfriend or girlfriend that they can get or settle for someone that they're not crazy about because they don't think that they can have the kind of connection that they truly might dream of. So if you ask yourself these orienting questions, you're going to get more from your life. Which brings us to the second piece, which is something that was huge for me and is actually very counterintuitive to the people who practice positive psychology, and I count myself amongst that group. And it is to define very clearly the worst case scenario from pursuing the dream that comes out of that first question. Here's the basic gist of it. You got 3 parts. You define your fears, you talk about how to prevent them, and then what you could do to repair them. So take my fear of going to Brazil. Almost always when you have a dream and you're not going for it, there's this really amorphous fear that is holding you back. And in my case, it was, if I went to Brazil and this business doesn't work out, my life's over. And what you realize when you have to write it down is that actually your life isn't over. I mean, what would happen in my case is, okay, I couldn't afford rent. That would really stink. I'd have to beg someone that I knew to let me sleep on their couch. I'd have to save the last of my money to fly back home and maybe go to my parents' house. That'd be really embarrassing. But I wasn't going to starve to death. And this is something I'm very fortunate to have in my life, but I assume a lot of people watching have someone or something that would prevent them from sleeping outside literally or from actually starving to death. So the worst case scenario of death isn't on the table realistically. The second step then is, how can I prevent this thing? And I wrote down, oh my gosh, there's all these ways that I could not run out of money even if the business fails. I mean, 1, I can work really hard on the business, but 2, I could go outside and busk. I could play the guitar, or I could Airbnb my room, right? I could take some rent, sleep on the couch for a couple of months or weeks or whatever it took, and then I could spend that on food and rent. I could tutor, right? I was pretty good on the SATs. I could volunteer to tutor kids. Now, the repair part, if it all failed, if it all fell apart, I thought, you know what? The worst case scenario, I save up enough money, I get a flight back, I call up my boss, and I beg him to let me get my old job back at like a 25 or 50% discount just so I can get back on my feet. And I had to imagine that he would take that. If not, I would be flipping burgers and I would survive. The point is, the downside was, you know, measurable and I could handle it. But the upside of going to Brazil and living with my friends and starting this business that I loved was so inspiring. I was looking at an upside, if it worked, of like 8, 9, or 10, and a very temporary downside of, call it a -3 or a -4, if things didn't work out, which pushed me over the edge. So when you ask yourself the questions from 1 with your absurd questions, apply fear setting to it. But I'm going to hop on to the third mindset again, which is very counterintuitive. And this is very counterintuitive amongst our culture nowadays, which is all about hashtag hustle, do it, be everywhere. And it's, set before you go to bed, one thing that if you accomplish it tomorrow would make the entire day a win. No matter what your goal is, the truth is at any given time, you could probably be doing a million things that take you closer. But it's only like one or two things that are really, really going to make strides towards hitting that goal. Everything else is a distraction. And we know this implicitly, but we hide and we stay really busy because those one or two things are often very uncomfortable. So in my business, it would be very easy, and I've wasted entire days replying to emails back and forth, getting in there in the comments, and I love it, and it's fun, and it's engaging, but I know deep down that the most valuable thing I can be doing is to create a video, and I will find ways to avoid doing it all week, which is why today, and I did this last night, I wrote down before I went to bed, the one thing you need to do tomorrow is film this video. Prior to that, it was come up with the topic that I was going to cover. And I realize, even though this might take just a little bit of time to shoot this video, it's the most valuable thing that I can be doing. And this is true of your life as well. I see people fill up their time so that they, I have no time, I can't do anything. And that is a subconscious distraction to avoid doing the hard thing. So for instance, in business, ask yourself, your career, what's one thing that if I just did this today would make the entire day win? Like if I went home after it, it would still be a win. Sometimes that's weird things like asking for a raise, just a heads up. When it comes to relationships, if you're not in a relationship, I see a lot of people keeping themselves really busy with self-improvement, going to the gym, clothes, haircut, they're getting all the pieces in order. If you said, what's the one thing you could do today to get closer to the type of relationship that you want? It's oftentimes to ask that person out that they've been avoiding, they're trying to make themselves better for, just go ask them out. So if you, before, right now, for today, if it's early, or if it's late for tomorrow, write down one thing and one key project that if you just did that tomorrow, the entire day would be a win in that area. You do this for a day, it takes about, I don't know, 3-4 days to see really, really massive results. And it's how I run business, it's how I don't actually spend a ton of time, but get the really valuable things done.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.